Are you ready for part two of this three-part How to Build a $50,000 a Month Funnel series? So in part one, I share the story of how I learned and I got the knowledge of how to build these funnels, right? I've now built three $50,000 a month funnels, and I share that story of how I did it. In this episode, number two of the three-part series, I'm going to show the actual frameworks behind these funnels. So I'm going to share with you the how to get traffic in there. I'm going to share with you how to create offers. I'm going to share with you the how to do Facebook ads, like all these frameworks in order to actually create a funnel, the automations, the emails, the CRMs. So this one is very technical. And again, if you like it and you want to hear number three as well, make sure you're following the podcast. That way you don't miss anything. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanets. So let me show you. Here's what I'm going to be showing you guys, right? I'm going to show you a marketing funnel framework. And so everything works off frameworks. The reason why, like, consistency is based off simple frameworks. So this might seem like new and it might seem like it's like magic, but as soon as you just understand there's frameworks behind everything you do, you start to realize that it's not magic. It's just kind of like, how do you keep your teeth clean? Like, you have a toothbrush and you have toothpaste and you do it semi-regularly, maybe once, maybe twice every single day. Okay. And so that's a framework for keeping fresh and clean teeth. Okay. And so you can apply that a simple framework like that to anything you want in your life and start to realize that you take the magic out of like you being special, or it's like, it just happens to like, there's a reason, there's a system behind it. And so I'm going to show you guys a framework that you guys actually can duplicate. Again, whether you're in the fitness business, now we've done this in the cleaning business, we've done it in the real estate business, and now we're doing it for Kyle's power washing business, right? And so here's some things you're going to be learning. You're going to learn about traffic, okay? So where are your dream customers congregating, okay? So that's a piece of your marketing funnel is traffic. Next piece, irresistible offers, like how to make an offer so good that they can't say no. Okay. You're going to learn about ad copy. So how to enter the conversation that's already going on in your prospect's head. You're going to learn about landing pages. Okay. The look, the design, the psychology that beats websites by 1,000%. I hate websites. I don't even have a website. Softwares, how to create a lead generation system for less than $200 a month, right? So valuable. Lead nurture. What are the words you need to say to get people excited to talk to a stranger that they just met on the internet in order to eventually give them money? Okay. And then scripts, like how do you use celebrity frame and how do you use precise questions to make the only logical decision a prospect says to you is yes. Okay. So if you get value from this, right? Again, I'm not asking for anything, literally, like no money, there's no sales pitch. Like, it's even funny. Kyle, like, we got on here, he's like, hey, I see you're doing more, you're like, you're more active of, doing Zoom like this, building the list, like what's the play? I was like, honestly, like the play right now is just to provide goodwill. We have no intention to sell anything probably for a couple of years. And I'm just kind of learn like what I get excited about. And so we're in a really good spot in our lives that we don't need to make money from this. Like, we have our other businesses, we have our real estate. And so I get to do this for fun. And so if you guys do get value from this, then I think the only thing that I'm really like pushing on right now is just my podcast. So if you guys are following my podcast, Everything Goes My Way, I really appreciate you. Like, I've been tracking those numbers, tracking my followers, tracking my ratings, tracking the downloads. So outside of that, like, if you guys are not following my podcast, like, that's the only thing I ask. Like, if you guys, like, at least go give a listen, go to a couple episodes. If you like it, cool. You can follow it. If you really like it, like Sydney, I think she's on here today. Her and her husband wrote a review on there. So I really do appreciate that. It makes me feel good. It makes me know that what I'm putting out there is valuable. And again, I'm just trying to be a curator. Like, I have mentors like Alex, I have mentors like Pace, like Chris Crone. I have other people you guys don't even know of. Like, my goal is just to be able to like put all these people together, their ideas, and then just put it through my experience and share it with you guys. So you guys can see it from maybe somebody who's maybe closer to who you guys are, rather than like maybe Alex and Pace and Chris maybe seem so far away that maybe you can see yourself in me more than you can see yourself in them. So anyway, that's all I ask, is that if you guys do get value, Everything Goes My Way, just listen to the podcast. That's all. So let's actually dive into it. So let's talk about traffic. So full transparency, we could literally have hour-long Zooms just talking about each of these specific things. And that's not the goal for today. But I do want to highlight these things just so you guys are aware of them. And then I'll give you guys places that you guys can go dive deeper on these. If you guys do like specific topics, maybe that's something that we can actually do specific Zooms on. But for right now, I just want to give you the overall strategy so you guys understand it. But then we're going to dive deep into a couple areas. And you can see here the things that I have highlighted. This is Rhea. So Rhea's my virtual assistant. She's on here. I had her make the slides look real pretty. So if you guys are like, hey, like this looks pretty. And when I say pretty, I just mean it's really simple, but at least it's formatted right. The fonts are the same sizes. They're the same fonts. You can give her some love because she took this presentation after I made it earlier today and she made it look what I call pretty. So anyway, thank you, Rhea. So the things that you see that are like in gray here, I think is what it is. Those are things that we'll show you walkthrough videos, and actually we'll we'll dive deeper on this. But when it comes to getting traffic to your funnel, there's six ways that you actually can get traffic, right? The first way is paid ads, which we're gonna talk about. You can get it from your followers. So that would be like your social media, like Instagram, Facebook. You do it from earned media. So earned media is gonna be like your email list, or if you have a text list. Manual outbound. So this could be doing things like cold calling. It could be door knocking. It could be doing outreach marketing on Facebook, on Instagram. You can have affiliates. And then the most powerful one of all is word of mouth. Okay. And so I actually think about these as the way I should, I guess they're not actually in particular order, but if I were direct to say like, what are the most important ones or which are the ones that will make your business grow the fastest is word of mouth. If you can have affiliates, that's gonna be your next best one. And then earned media, and then followers, and then manual outbound, and then paid ads. So like, I'm actually gonna show you guys the weakest traffic point. But when I say weakest, I just mean that it comes and goes like really, really quick. But that's also the value of it too, is that we can turn ads on and 3 days later, we can have a customer. So there's pros and cons to it. But that's why I'm actually gonna share with you guys what paid ads is, because it's the quickest, but it's also the most fleeting as well. Okay. The next thing is irresistible offers, right? And so how do you create an irresistible offer? Well, you got to understand like, what is your client's dream outcome? So Kyle, as you guys will start to see this, he did this process that I will share with you guys to figure out like, what is his customer's dream outcome? Like, what is the most ideal situation? Like if he could just say, Sally, you get this at the end of my service, she's going to be so freaking jacked and so happy and feel like he over-delivered. What is that dream outcome? Okay. And we talk about like, what are some of the problems that come with what they're dealing with? Like, why is this a problem? You know, for him, he is a power washing business. So what are the problems he faces? Is it the mold? Is it the mildew? Is it the look of the house? Right. Is it the status? Because like, you have the dirtiest house on the block. Like, what are the problems? Okay. And these are the things you have to think through when you're starting to come up with your irresistible offer. And then you start talking about the solutions, right? And so what are the ways you solve this, right? Is it through a roof cleaning? Is it through an exterior cleaning, right? Is it through window cleaning? Is it through certain type of chemicals? And so you start to look through some of your solutions that you can provide to your customer. And that's in the next piece of this. How do you create an irresistible offer? The next piece of that is guarantees. Like, what sort of guarantee do you have that makes it so the risk is on you rather than your customer? And this is where most businesses do it wrong, is that they put all the risk on the customer, and the reason they want to know why people don't buy from them. It's like, well, because you're assuming zero risk and you're making this person pay ahead of time for a service they don't even know if you're legit or not, and you're not giving them any way out. And so if you actually flip that script and say, I'm willing to do this 100% free if you just don't even say you like me, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this guy's pretty confident, not in just his service, but in himself. And I like that, and I trust him. And because of that, I'm willing to depart with my money, because I believe that even if for some reason he doesn't do a good job, he'll make it right. So guarantees are super powerful. And then the naming. And so we'll talk about naming today, about how to actually get the attention of your ideal client. Okay. So irresistible offers, fundamental, one of the most important pieces of actually having a successful marketing funnel. Landing page, right? So what is a landing page? So again, a landing page is, most people would look at it and they would see a website, but the difference is like, what is the structure of a funnel? What is the copy of a funnel? And again, what is the offer of the funnel itself? And again, these things are highlighted. So actually we'll dive deep on Kyle's funnel. I'll walk you guys through his funnel so you guys actually can see what this looks like and see how it differentiates between a website and why it's so valuable in its structure, its copy, and of course the offer. Okay, next thing we're talking about is software. So people either love software or they hate software. Like some of you guys are probably like, yeah, I'm a tech person. And then some of you guys are like, I hate tech, right? Like I'm afraid of a computer, right? I type like this. And so I've seen both sides of the coin. And so I make this as seamless and straight line as possible that you can use these four softwares. And it doesn't matter how tech savvy you are or not you are. These are super easy to use. And I show you how to use Zapier, which is basically the connector of everything. I'll show you a CRM that Kyle uses. And then I'll show you email autoresponders and phone service. And how all those things connect to make this automated marketing funnel. Okay, lead nurture. This is probably the part that I would say I did not know this going in. And when I was coaching gym owners, so let me back up just a hot second. So I told you guys my story of how I did really well joining Alex's program. Did I actually even say that was Alex? I don't know if I even said that, but I didn't even say it was Alex, huh? Anyway, so that gym program was Alex from OC's. I think I actually spaced that. Sorry, guys. Boom, missed it. But so that was the program that I did really well in, and I was able to form a relationship with Alex. And I was actually the first gym that gym owner that he asked to actually come work for him. And so I actually took over the daily calls from him. So every single day he did a daily call where it was about an hour long, noon Mountain Standard Time. And he would basically coach all the gym owners that were inside the group. I think there was, you know, at the end of it, there was a couple thousand of us in there. And he would basically talk about the numbers I just showed you, like what's your, like how much did you spend? What's your cost per lead? How many showed? How many closed? That was like the majority of what we talked about. And then of course, any other technical question that we got into. And so, him and Layla actually flew me out to California at the end of 2017. I spent a little under a week with them, kind of hung out with them. And he basically just taught me as much as he possibly could over like his, like how he thought, his frameworks. And I took over the daily calls from him. Like I think I started out by doing like one or two, and then eventually I took over all of them. And so on these calls, I would coach gym owners, right? So not only was I getting the benefit of like when you coach people, this is another reason why I like to do this, is that like I learn more by teaching. I learned just as much by teaching as I do by someone teaching me. And so I learned so much by teaching other gym owners how to run their gyms. And so this is one little piece, this lead nurture that most people struggled with because they didn't think it was valuable. But once you actually get a lead in, so again, I'll show you this whole process, how you get a lead. There's a process of nurturing that lead from when they give you the information to actually getting them. At that point, we were doing in-person gym sales, so getting them into the gym, or now for a lot of you guys, you're going to be doing phone sales, or maybe you're going to be doing Zoom sales. But you need to nurture that lead to get them to actually want to get on a call with you or show up to an in-person meeting with you. And so you need to actually know the script. And Alex actually literally built he spent $4 million to create this software called Allen because it was such a problem inside the gym, and he ended up selling it to other business services, right? Other local businesses. And that's how he actually ended up selling that company called Allen for a lot of money, right? So lead nurture, super important piece of the process as well. We're actually not going to talk about it in this funnel, but it is important. It's there. And then the sales script. So once you actually get them on a phone call or in person, or whatever your sales setting is you need a script. Okay, so you need to learn how to build rapport. You need to learn how to find out what their problems are. You need to learn how to actuate the problems in a way that benefits the prospect. You need to know your pitch. You need to know your offer, and you need to actually know how to close. Right? Most people, they make an offer and they don't actually close. It's a whole nother Zoom. So we're not going again. This is something, if you guys couldn't tell, these are not highlighted. So we're actually not going to talk about these today, but just understand that this is a really important piece of the process of your marketing funnel. So you guys ready to do a little bit of a video walkthrough? So we're actually going to walk through this whole process.